بسم الله والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وبعظيم سلطانه وصلى الله على خير خلقه محمد الصادق الأمين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اكتبنا منهم Amen. And I'm going to talk today about identity theft. These days, one of the biggest problems here in the West is identity theft. What does that mean? People claiming to be who they are not. Therefore, if you want to charge on a credit card something for $50, they ask you for your identity, ID, to prove that you are who you say you are. Similar to this, and more important, that if for $50 you have to show your ID, obviously, if you claim to be an abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to show your ID. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in the Quran, in many places, that He will try us through difficulties and fitna to show who is the truthful and who is the liar. In other words, who is claiming a false identity. And the most noble status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to a person who is in full submission, the title that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is Abd. This is the only title that gives honor. In the dunya, if you are an abd, you are like the most disgraced and the lowest of human, being. But to be an abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest of honor. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the best of creation when He went on His heavenly journey, Subhanalladhi Asra bi'abdihi laylam min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took His abd, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on this honorific title for His great journey. And interestingly, when this journey took place, He was accompanied by Jibreel alayhi salam. So you have the highest ranking angel and the highest ranking human being on a journey together. Now imagine, they come to the first heaven and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the doors are closed, and Jibreel alayhi salam knocks, and the angels who do yafaluna ma yumarun, who do what they are ordered, say, who is it? Identify yourself. He says, this is Jibreel. Who is with you? It's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, interesting question after that they ask, has revelation been sent to him? And he says, yes. Then they open the door and they welcome, welcome. This same questioning took place at every heaven. Identify yourself. Identifying who? Jibreel alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I was reflecting why this question of, first of all, this is the security. In other words, to get to the king, you have to have certain qualifications and you have to be who you are. And then, has revelation been sent to him? In other words, if revelation has not been sent, that means he doesn't know the protocol of approaching the king. Therefore, he is not eligible. So what that tells us is that to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to have full submission to the revelation. Then only we can reach Him. And what was the reward of that, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? First of all, the reward is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitated His journey to nearness to Him. And the same thing, there is a Miraj of the believers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitates people to come closer to Him, to understand the haqiqah, the reality as it is, and act accordingly. And then, not only does He facilitate that journey, He says, لَنُرِيَهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that so that we may show Him, and that includes for all the ibad, مِنْ آيَاتِنَا, of our signs, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us His signs as we make that journey and as we submit to the revelation. Now, you can look at it from another perspective, that every creature is an abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their own way, in the true sense. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the Day of Judgment that all of them will be brought to Him as His abd. Now, there is abd and there is abd. And therefore, if you look in the worldly sense, there is a slave who hates who he is and is looking to escape. He's like a prisoner. He doesn't want to be there. And the first chance he gets, he escapes. Runs away from the master. And the worst of those are, after running away from the master, he badmouths the master. Said, he is this, he is this, he is this. And we have enough examples of that. People who run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then they say things about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is not befitting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there is the next level who run away and then they hide and they become nobody. They don't badmouth their master, but they are lost. Then there is the next one who doesn't want to be there but is afraid to run away. So he does his duties, but without enthusiasm, as I have to do it and I do it. Then there is the slave who is doing his duties to his master. Some of them he enjoys, so he does it with pleasure, and others he doesn't enjoy, and he does it because he has to. Then there is the slave who loves whatever the master and fulfills those duties. And then there is the slave who not only loves what his duties are, but is always looking for something extra to please his master. And that's the goal we have. That translates that beyond that faraid, as we were talking yesterday or the day before, to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that journey is through the nawafil, looking for things to please the master. So we need to look at ourselves and say, what is my true identity? In which category of ubudiyah, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's slave, do I fit? This is the essence of all of our deen. What is my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We know and we always claim that yes, that He is the master, He is the Rabb, and I am the abd. But what is the reality of this relationship? And we can look at it in this simple way, by analyzing ourselves and not judging others, where do I truly stand? Because if we are true ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, then it's a great honor, and there with that honor comes the rewards, and that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us and facilitates us to come closer and closer to Him, and He shows us in this life His ayat, and of course we will see all of that on the Day of Judgment. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to fulfill the purpose of our existence, which is to be the true ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in full submission, with love and pleasure, and always looking to do the extra that will win us favor in the sight of the master. Because when you have a master, a lord like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the servant doesn't want to leave. And the example of this is that of Zayd bin Haritha. He was brought as a young boy and given as a slave, as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Khadija radiallahu anha. And then his father and his uncle found out and they came and they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be able to buy his freedom. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Zayd radiallahu anhu to come and asked him, do you identify these people? He said, yes, this is my father, this is my uncle. And then without taking anything in ransom, he said, he is free to go, but I have only one condition. Let him make the choice. So here the slave is given the freedom to escape, to leave with his father and uncle, and he chooses to stay with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you have a master like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you don't want to leave. Now imagine the master of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why would anybody want to leave him if we understood the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the magnanimity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hubb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to know him and to worship him as he deserves and to always remain in full submission to him and to keep turning back to him if we ever falter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the entire ummah to become his true ibad and facilitate the unity in the ummah and to stop all the difficulty and tribulations that we are going through, because the solution is only one, which is to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.